A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away. Penguin Random House Audio presents Star Wars, The Eye of Darkness, The High Republic, by George Mann. Read for you by Mark Thompson. It is a time of great turmoil. A year has passed since the destruction of the Starlight Beacon Station by the nefarious Markion Roe and his Nile Marauders. The Nile have established an occlusion zone in the Outer Rim, stranding hundreds of worlds behind their storm wall. Communications are blocked, and ships that enter are lost to the void or destroyed by the Nile. The Republic is helpless against this sinister threat, and the brave and wise Jedi Knights remain fearful of Roe's fabled nameless creatures, which the Jedi have learned are very real and very deadly. Prologue. Hetzal. Inside the occlusion zone. Like all living things, Jedi Grandmaster Pra Tree Veeter had known fear. It was, after all, a natural biological impulse, a reaction to external stimuli that governed the behavior of beings and animals across the entire galaxy. Fear was what kept people safe, a warning system that alerted you when you were in danger. An impulse that urged you to flee, to seek safe ground away from the predators that would do you harm. But fear was also a tool, a weapon wielded by the misguided, an instrument of control. Fear could be applied, sometimes with delicacy and precision, sometimes with the might of a hammer striking stone. Fear could topple even the strongest of individuals and drive entire populations to misery and subservience. Fear could bring down stars. It was, though, the weapon of cowards. Fear could be overcome. It could be defeated. It could be turned into strength. As a Padawan, as a Jedi Knight, Veeter had learned to control his emotions, to contain them, understand them, and use them. It was not that he had stopped feeling or recognizing fear, more that he understood it for what it was and had learned to compartmentalize it. To him, as to most Jedi, fear was simply information. That warning system flaring, allowing him to acknowledge danger and then act accordingly. As a Jedi Council Grand Master, no longer did he allow his thoughts to become clouded by fear. Each and every decision he made was rational, considered. In this way, Veeter, like so many Jedi before him, had learned to face danger head-on, to put himself in harm's way to protect others, and to do it calmly, logically, and with acceptance, which made his current predicament even more troubling. It wasn't that he was troubled by the absolute tar-black darkness, nor the walls and cold metal bars of his cell, nor was he scared of the Nile, of Markion Roe and his lackeys, of death and transcendence into the Force. But thing. That creature that lurked out there, somewhere in the gloom far beyond his cell. Oh, that was something different. That was something made to eat away at who he was, to erode him. It was designed to bring fear. And it was a fear that he couldn't shake, coiling in his guts like a cold compress. The nameless were supposed to be creatures of myth, the inhabitants of stories designed to scare younglings. But Vitor, like too many unfortunate Jedi before him, had learned to his cost that the monsters were very real indeed. If he listened carefully, he could hear the thing pacing somewhere off in the distant gloom, tracing the walls of its own prison, a caged predator waiting for the moment to strike, to be free. A starved beast that knew its prey was near. Vitor opened his eyes. But there was nothing to see. No stirrings in the depths. No hint of a light. Memories were his only solace now. Trapped here with that nameless thing so close. He'd been unable to clear his mind, to focus for days, weeks, months. He'd lost all track of time. But he was a Jedi still, and he had not yet lost himself. He was fortified by his recollections of his fellow Jedi, by the hope that they had once inspired. Not just in him, but in the entire galaxy. Hope that they would rekindle. He wasn't scared, but he had known fear. And he would find the means to overcome it, just as he always had. Vitor reached up to pinch the bridge of his nose and hesitated, cursing himself as pain flared along the length of his forearm. His left hand was gone, reduced to an ashen stump. Traces of the strange calcification ran up the remainder of his forearm, like poisoned veins marring his brown-black flesh. The calcification was still spreading, but slowly, agonizingly, consuming him a little more with every passing hour. He'd suffered other wounds. The Nile had delighted in cutting away the horns that crested his head, trying to humiliate him, to make him lesser than the Tarnab he was. But he had never been proud. Those were scars he could live with, that didn't alter who he was. But the strange calcification was something different. A creeping death caused by his proximity to the creature. It was the result of one of the Nile's experiments, carried out in a makeshift laboratory by a fervent, hammer-headed Ithorian who had muttered in his echoing native tongue throughout the entire process, providing a running commentary as Vitor was brought slowly closer and closer to the creature held on an electrified chain leash on the other side of the room. Or so Vitor believed. The creature had defied observation, its mere proximity warping his vision, driving hot spears of pain into his skull, causing terror to spike beyond all sense of reason as it began to feed on him, slowly leeching the living force from his body. That was the point Vitor had lost control.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?